your support. Because I want you to understand something today. And we've said this many, many times. These children and these youth are not just the church of tomorrow. Praise God, they're the church of today. And we praise God for that. Our thought today is this, friends. The righteous shall flourish. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 92. We have a couple of verses of scripture that the Lord would have us to focus upon today. In Psalms chapter 92, the Lord would have us to begin reading in verse number 12, and we'll just finish up the chapter and go through verse 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our Lord. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no one righteous in him. Oh, dear friend, when the Holy Spirit laid this message upon our heart, we was reminded about the cruelty and the iniquity and the sin that is in the world today. I began to focus upon the psalmist's writing and how that it inspired our heart these days of late. Because I tell you today, dear friends, despite how low society seems to have gone, the Lord is still God, and He is still faithful, and He's still willing to lift us up and establish our goings and put a new song in our mouth. I'm thankful today that the Lord God, who loves us and cares for us, is willing to help us. For you know, dear friends, the Bible teaches us that He is and forever will be our present help in time of trouble. You say, Brother Lynn, what do I do when I'm down and out? You remember what old Peter did. And 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, and we're to cast our cares upon the Lord because the Lord cares for us. I'm thankful today that the Lord cares for me. I'm thankful today that the Lord cares for you. And despite the woes and the hardships that we face in life, the Lord God, who loves us and came for us and brings us a peace in our heart, is still willing to flourish us and to use us in tremendous ways. I tell you today, we that are blood-bought believers, we have something to rejoice about. I'm thankful today that I can rejoice. I'm thankful today that I can praise. I'm thankful today that the Lord God Almighty gives you and I an opportunity to sing of His marvelous goodness in the very face of a lost, dying, and needful world. I'm thankful that the Lord God, who blesses us and helps us, will enable us to flourish greatly in the world today. The long news is this, that the Lord, He's long-suffering. The Lord is patient. He's kind. And He's willing to do what's needed in your life and in my life to help us as we endure the trials and the tribulations of life. I'm thankful today that we have an opportunity to thrive and not just survive in our world today. It looks hopeless sometimes, doesn't it? Sometimes things seem so out of sync. Things today is different than they was yesterday. Society and cultures has changed. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. The Bible teaches us that the Lord, He changeth not. I believe, dear friends, and forever will believe, He's the same today as He was yesterday, and He will be forevermore. And the same Lord that inspired the psalmist to pen this passage is the same Lord who is willing to lift us up and to help us in the day and time in which it is that we live. The Bible tells us here in verse 12 of Psalms 92, the Bible says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Oh, dear friends, there's a great message here when the psalmist writes that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. That palm tree means something. It means victory. It means triumph. It means eternal. It means something glorious. I tell you today, if the Lord is master of your life, you can prevail today. For the righteous will be lifted up. I'm thankful today that the downtrodden state we find ourselves in from time to time don't hold us there. I'm thankful that I got a loving Lord who will reach down with the right arm of His righteousness and lift us up and dust us off and establish our goings and bless us mightily today. You see, dear friends, the righteous shall flourish. He or she can stand tall and stand bold, because I tell you today, as the psalmist wrote about the palm tree, the believer today is triumphant. The believer today has victory in his or her life simply because their faith and their trust is in God. How much of the Lord do you want today? I pray that you want all you can get and more. My prayer is that not only does your cup runneth over, but it spills into the lives of those that are around you. I'm thankful today that we can not only be like the palm tree, but we can be like the cedar that the psalmist spoke of, that has a spiritual meaning that we all should apply. As cedar stood tall and stood strong, and its majesty was for all to see. What the psalmist is saying is that those who have their trust and their faith in God is triumphant. And we today, as blood-bought believers, can stand tall because victory is ours in the face of all the opposition, in the face of all the things that are going on in the world today. I'm thankful that the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, is willing to do what He needs to do in our lives so you and I can have a witness and a testimony in this lost, dying, and needful world. I tell you today, let us go out in the highways and the byways of the world, not looking as though we're defeated, but praise be to God, live a life of victory because we have victory through Him. The psalmist is proclaiming that. The psalmist is announcing that. And he desired for all those that would be recipients of this word to apply it to their lives. Well, you see, dear friends, this psalm was sang on the Sabbath day. Don't come in the house of God with your face long and countenance down. Come in the house of prayer with joy in your heart, being ready to praise His name. How many of us come ready to praise? How many of us today come ready and willing to worship? I thought about the word of the psalmist when he began to speak about the cedar and the palm. And I thought about the power of this word. You remember when Jesus Christ made the triumphal entry in Jerusalem. You remember in John chapter 12 and verse 13, the Bible says they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. They brought these palm branches because they meant something. I tell you today, dear friends, I want you to understand something. Whether the world knows it, whether the world sees it, or whether the world realizes it, you mean something today. For I tell you, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that we at Blood Bowl Believers, we're the very fibers that's holding us all together through the grace of God. I believe that. You hear these old people up here in a holler used to say, well, this place is going to hell in a handbasket. We'll agree. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. We that are faithful, we that have our sights upon God, we that have put our faith and our trust in Him, the Bible teaches us that no matter what may be falling, it's the world around us, we'll flourish. We'll be able to stand tall and stand bold for the glory of the Lord. I tell you, friends, if we don't stand, if we don't proclaim the good news, who will? The world won't. The world won't, but we can, because the Bible teaches us that the righteous will flourish. God will bless us. God will strengthen us. He will enable us to do what needs to be done. That's why, as the psalmist says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I tell you, friends, listen up. You didn't do God a favor by coming here today. The Lord has blessed you with the opportunity to come. And those who come in spirit and in truth and are willing to praise and honor and give glory to God, you will be blessed. You'll be blessed. God is faithful to bless. The righteous is going to flourish. Come hell or high water, they're going to flourish. You know why? Because the Lord don't abandon His home. We're never left comfortless. We're not orphans. We hear this all the time, that the Lord sticks closer than a brother. He's with us. He never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. And I thought about the psalmist and the richness of His word, and I thought about what He said, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. Luke, we're getting old. I hate to say that, but we are. We ain't as young as we used to be. But I can tell you today, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty, oh Jesus, who sat on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. He's willing to use us. He's willing to enable us to flourish and have a witness and a testimony in the world that's around us, no matter the age. No matter the age. I had an old holiness preacher friend. Years ago, he's went on to be with the Lord. He's a little fireball. I used to listen to him on the radio, when I was just a little boy, we'd be getting ready to go to church up here at Beech Grove, and I'd listen to old Ben. Old Ben, he'd just preach. Oh, he'd just preach and sing. There's a preacher in this area. He's seen the vocation of the ministry as just being like a job. You know, you could preach a little while, and then you could get you a good job, and you just lay it down for a while, pick it up when it's convenient. He had an encounter with this little preacher. He let him know real quick you didn't serve the same God he served. He wasn't no quit. He is and forever will be someone of the faith. Has to be instant in season and out of season. Whether you're young or whether you're old, God has a desire to use so that fruit can be brought forth for the glory of the kingdom. For the glory of the kingdom. Now, there are some times we don't feel like it. There are some times it's not convenient. But I want you to know something today, dear friends. If it depended on when I felt like it and when it was convenient, I'd never do nothing for God. But I believe, dear friends, if you're willing, the Lord is able to bring you to a place in your life where that the joy of peace and the strength from on high is bestowed upon you so that you can be the catalyst that God desires to use in the world today, that you can flourish in the face of society. My prayer is today. That we will be obedient to the will and the word of God, and we'll apply it to our lives and allow the Lord to use us mightily in the world that's around us so that the world can see your richness and see that God is working in you and through you and about you. Listen, friends, the Bible teaches us here in Psalms 92, it talked about they shall bring forth fruit in old age, they shall be fat and flourishing. If you study that word flourishing in the Hebrew at this time, it means green. What does that say? It means it's alive. It's vibrant. It is something that is growing, and it is important today. The Lord's growing you. He's enriching you. Now, we've all looked around these days of late. My allergies feel it. Things is beginning to bloom. Things is beginning to blossom. And I told you, it's Wednesday night, I'm not a big fan of mowing grass, but my yard looks like it's about to need to be mowed. Things is getting green. Things is beginning to sprout. Beginning to bud. Beginning to grow. Now, I thought about the Word of God and how that the psalmist likened the faithful to the palm tree and to the cedar tree, and how that God has a desire for us to flourish, to be green, to be renewed, and that the strength will flow through us so that you and I can be obedient to His will. I tell you today, the righteous will flourish. You might say, Brother Lynn, I'm down and out. I'm lowly. I tell you, brother, I tell you, sister, you just hang in there because the Lord will lift you up. Brother Joey read this morning in Psalms 40. You remember how old David was in that pit? And he said he cried unto the Lord, and he inclined that ear. And you know what the Bible tells us? It tells us that the Lord lifted him up out of that miry pit and established his goings. I tell you, friends, we all get down and out now and again. But I'm thankful today that the Lord God that I serve and belong to, praise His glorious name. He's willing, He's able to lift us up so that we can flourish in the world around us. Aren't you thankful for that? I'm glad that the Lord just don't leave us down and out. You know, I told somebody the other day, we were sharing with them the word, and I said, brother, you know that after every valley, there's a mountain. After every one, there's a hill. And the Lord God Almighty, who is willing and able, will bless one to be lifted up. He will bless one to be able to rise to the occasion. And I thought about this so much when we were looking here at Psalms 92, where the Bible says in verse 15 of chapter 92, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no righteous in Him. I tell you, friends, we serve a perfect Lord that has an intent, that has a purpose. You go back in the book of Genesis and you see the fall of man there in Eden. Aren't you so wonderfully thankful that the Lord just didn't scrap that idea? Aren't you glad that the Lord made a way? I'm thankful that no matter how low Adam and Eve may have seemed, the Lord enabled them as He enables us to be able to flourish. I'm thankful today as a sinner saved by grace. I'm thankful that the Lord enables me to thrive in this old cruel world today. Righteous shall flourish. You say, well, Brother Lim, I don't feel much like I'm flourishing today. Well, the psalmist tells us in this passage how that we can feel like we're going to flourish. For in Psalms 92 in verses 1 and verse 2, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing His praises unto thy name, O Most High. Oh, I tell you today, you sang the praises to God. You lift up His glorious name. You put your faith and trust in the Lord God Almighty. He is and forever will be faithful to do what's needed in your life and to bless you in tremendous ways. You want to flourish in the world today. You want to be lifted up. I tell you, friends, look to Him. For the psalmist would say, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night. What's he saying? This just ain't a Sunday thing. This is a Monday through Sunday thing. To be what God would have you to do, and to be faithful to His will, then you'll flourish. You'll flourish. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm afraid I'll let him down. Well, friends, listen. We all fail and come short of the glory of God. And you might let him down from time to time. I know that I have. But I want you to know something today, dear friends. He's never let me down. Never let me down. I'm thankful that the righteous can flourish. You put your faith in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Ghost, you'll be blessed today. Whether you need salvation or rededication or just to be encouraged in a time of despair, the Lord is here for the receiving. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and He'll give rest. He's faithful to do that. He's faithful. Listen. Allow God to nurture you. Allow God to work in your life. Allow God to prune, fertilize, tend, and keep you. You watch your life change. You watch growth come. You watch how that people around you
we'll see a great change. It will be more obvious than looking at the Bradford pears. It will be more obvious than looking at your lawns. It will be something that will get the attention of the world that's around you, because the righteous of God will flourish today. If we will simply embrace the will of God that He has for our lives. In the hands of the master gardener, great and glorious things can happen. You want to stand tall? You want to be bold? You want to live triumphantly? You want to express victory? Sing the praises to the one who bestows. And He'll bless you today. Let's stand to our feet.